April 4, 2016, regular board meeting.
April 2016 meeting order. I want to thank everybody for coming tonight. Anybody need to speak? I'll ask you to come to the podium and speak. State your name for the court record. Justin, we got anything new for the genders?
I think we have a request that we move the Andrews Lake Road to the top of the agenda so that we can accommodate, but there are no additions that I have. No, sir.
No problem.
No problem.
No problem.
Number 16 to number 45.
Chairman, I move to approve the agenda with the item 16 moved to item 3A.
I second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Number 3A, excuse me. Board received an update from the county attorney and county administrator regarding research actions taken to pursue to the board testing regarding Andrews Lake Road. Mr. Justice?
Good, Mr. Chair. Each of you at your desk have a map of what we were able to produce. And then I think I've provided a map here of Mr. Driver's property. There was, in fact, a series of three deeds that described a 40-foot right-of-way in the area. The faint green line that runs, this wide green line that runs to the south of the original road, that is the 40-foot right-of-way as per its description in the deeds that were provided. As best to our ability that we can draw them. The board can see that the original road is outlined in yellow right here, and then the new road we've outlined, at least the survey that Mr. Driggers has provided us, is outlined towards the top. There is a 40-foot road right-of-way in the area. It appears that the road that Mr. Driggers modified was in fact outside of that 40-foot road right-of-way, that it was being prescriptively maintained by the county for the purpose of providing access. So, and we bring that research back to the board for a discussion on equity. I will tell you that the standards that we have in place, the road itself on your approved road maintenance list is listed as 20 feet wide. Your road department does have previous work orders where we've been asked to perform maintenance outside of the graded width of the road and perform maintenance such as mowing in the area to mow down the shoulders. Your minimum qualifications, your minimum standards for a road for the driving width is 18 feet with a minimum standard for the shoulders at 6 feet, which would put a total right of way at 30 feet. So that is the research that we've been able to ascertain, is that the road that, to the best of our understanding, the road that's been modified is not the road that's been described in the deeds, but a road that the county's been prescriptively maintaining. So we bring that back to the board for a discussion on whether or not the 14 feet as proposed by the mover meets the board's definition of equity. You know, my recommendation would be that we find a width of road that certainly finds safety and use for everyone.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to explain to y'all what was done. Number one, what we did was we met at my office, and we had Mr. Dale Rao come in, because my suggestion was we needed a surveyor to take a look at that, and also your engineer was there, and also your county administrator in my office. And we went through the deeds, and when you're doing this kind of thing, it's kind of like going through a book and finding out what exactly happened in the history of the thing, because there, the deeds that Dustin was talking about was in 1966, where there was a 40-foot wide, or lack of a better term, 40-foot wide right-of-way granted to the county. And that's what we got our engineer and Dale to depict for us with where the green wider road, if you'll see right above Lloyd Clark, if you'll see that, and if you point that to him, Dustin, you see that. And it appears, if you look, that's an aerial photograph. Ain't no road there, right?
Right.
If you look at that. So somebody deeded something to the county, and obviously the county did not build a road there. That's not a road. And then a road was constructed, and what they did do is Dale and our engineer agreed to do this and make these drawings for us to show us where things were. Because at first blush, when you see that deed of 40 feet, you say, well, this is simple, you know? But it wasn't. And I wanted everybody to understand that it wasn't simple, because on the ground, there wasn't a road. Now, why that happened back, you know, exactly 50 years ago, I don't know. They just never took advantage of it. And, of course, did the county accept that? Also, did they accept that deed? I don't know. You know, because I've told y'all before that to have a valid transfer of property, there's a written deed, but there has to be acceptance by the grantee. I assume they've accepted it, but that's another story, or they decided later on not to do it. So then, what happened after we had our meeting, and that's when the fellows went back and worked on this. I think they've done a really good job to explain to y'all as the Board of County Commissioners what the status is at this particular point in time.
If you've been and looked at this road, it's a much better road than it was to begin with. Mr. Driver spent a considerable amount of money, and he made a very good, better road than was there previously. He's done what the board has asked him to do, and I'm okay with accepting this the way it is. With his road, his new road that he's put in, that's my recommendation.
My recommendation is, if it would have been intended to do any other way, when we had the public here and a chance to speak, that was the time to get out the tape and go measure.
That's right.
It's too late now. I like the looks of it. It looks as good as everything either side of it. As far as I'm concerned, it's apple for apple.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
I agree the road is at least as good as the one that replaced them. And I don't really see any need to do any road closing at all. That might be, and just leave everything sitting on the ground just like it is, and don't take any official action.
We do need a deed from Mr. Driggers, or you guys will be continuing to be in a position where you'll be maintaining private property. he does not, and Bob Root and all the neighbors up top do not currently have legal access to their properties.
They got 40-foot deeded right away. If they want to go build their road right down that 40 feet in Bumpton County, they got a prescriptive easement road, even though part of it's been moved over a few feet.
I think Mr. Digger would be glad to give us a deed on what the survey showed.
If it's pleasing to the board, I'd like to make a motion then.
He was at the last meeting when we said that we would bring back a recommendation or an update to the board regarding our research. He was at that meeting. I have not personally reached out to him, but our agenda is posted online, and I'm sure it's probably part of our distribution list.
All right. The thing as is, okay. Will he be able to go in and out of his property?
He's physically, currently he's physically able to go in and out of his property. That road is technically private property. That is Mr. Driggers' property. The standards for prescriptive easements are between 4 and 7 years. 20. We would need to be maintaining it for some time, which we have not been so far. To pick it up as a prescriptively maintained road, so that we have not met that threshold. So that technically is still private property that we're both maintaining, and that Mr. Root and any neighbor does not have the legal right to access on that property.
Y'all want a deed?
We want a deed.
Y'all would want a deed.
And that was part of your criteria, was that he would bring back a survey to be accepted by the board as public property. That was part of your criteria to him 3 years ago.
Mr. Driggers?
To Mr. Driggers. Okay. There was no talk about 3 years ago, there was no talk about how wide the road needed to be or the 40-foot wide deed, but what was talked about was that he was to provide a survey of the new modified road back to the board to be recorded and become property of the board, and that the old road would become up for abandonment at a later date. That was the motion that was given. What we're talking about here is it does appear to be that prescriptive nature. Just taking a look at the equity involved and the safe zones that were in the original road that have or will move with the modified road.
I don't have no problem with it. The only thing I desire that those that live in this area be able to go in and out to the property. I don't want no one to be blocked from their property. The only thing that I have an issue with, I don't want no one to be able to not be able to go to the property. Other than that, it's fine with me. If you tell me that Mr. Rich would be able to go in and out of his property, I have no problem.
He would with a deed, or if we were to continue and meet the prescriptive easement. But a deed would be the cleanest way to do it.
So you recommend that?
To where you had two oncoming vehicles. What's being proposed is only 14 feet wide. So what you're going to do is as someone is going down that roadway, and you meet somebody head on, you will not have sufficient room to take and pass each other. That's what y'all are considering as being equitable.
But the whole road, mostly, I put a tape up and down the road, most of the whole road is about the same width before and after.
It doesn't matter if it's 500 feet, you've got 14 feet that's being legally allowed for you that he could put a fence 14 foot apart from each other. That's what you guys need to consider.
That's what worries me. If you only got a 14, I just went to this piece of property I own. And they have a 16-foot easement. When the neighbors all built fences on each side of that 16-foot, and I could pull my trailer in and out of my property.
And that's what Mr. Reed has suggested.
On that curve right there, if he puts a fence up on both sides of that thing, you know, we'll be able to, if somebody moved a mobile home or something like that, go in there, nobody's going to be able to pull it in there. I mean, yeah, he's a friend of mine, but I think if we're going to swap, we need to swap even. You know, if we're going to abandon this 40-foot right away and that easement right away, we're actually giving up 40 plus to 14.
Well, I don't think, I think the abandonment of the 40 is something for the board to tackle at a later date, since it's not part of the what we kind of consider as the original road. The original road looks like a prescriptively maintained road that, like I told you, is we've maintained outside of that width of road that someone would be driving on. We've done the mowing of the clear zones to maintain a clear zone so that people can move past each other and have a free space to get around or to bail out if they need to.
I mean, the only house back there that I'm aware of is Mr. Root's house.
There's three more problems.
When you go all around, you know, isn't he the only house back there? The only one I've been able to find. So it's not like you're going to have
Holly. Johnny Andrews has that place on the other side of the parcel. And Jimmy.
Yeah.
The three, I guess.
Do you have a chance to say you need to go with the 14 foot and a public meeting out here when it was asked to speak? And I feel like, you know, Johnny did what he said he was going to do. He took a narrow wood road and built another one. And, I mean, I drove down it. You can't even tell where it starts and stops, where it's been changed. You know, in that 40 foot easement, we're looking out over here next to the lake. Really didn't have nothing to do with what we're talking about.
That is true. The only difference that I'll point out is that when we go into a legal agreement for 14 feet, then that is it. That is all that we have. And for the rest of the road, the line rock base may be 14 feet. But we do have the ability to enforce a little bit off of either side of that road because we've been maintaining that shoulder.
Just think of the precedents. I mean, not the immediate situation, but think of another situation where this comes up, that somebody wants to do the same thing. There's an 18-feet wide paved road. I've got a strip of land that's on one side of my property. I want to move it over there. You've only been using 18 feet, so I'm going to give you an 18-foot strip through there now. From what you're saying today, I can use that as precedent to say this is appropriate. And I don't think there's a person in the room that would say that it is. So just think beyond what he's saying. I don't think anyone has questioned the quality of the road in Manville, but the right-of-way that you are taking and allocating going forward is nowhere near comparable to what was there before this man moved the road. Nowhere near.
Well, when you talk about setting a precedent, but you know, we've got five people that have to vote on that. Just because it's been done before doesn't guarantee that it's going to be done again.
No, ma'am, but they bring a burden, they bring evidence at that point that says this is appropriate because of a decision of a comparable situation that this board, this body, not these same people, but this body has endorsed in the past. It carries credibility. Ask your turn.
Credibility too goes, and the man said he was going to do exactly what he was going to do, and he did exactly what he was, you know, said he was going to do. He was going to take a narrow road and build another narrow road over to the side. He did his part. And that's a lot of credibility to me for me to accept. If he'd have done something different than what he'd have said he was going to do, I mean, I wouldn't have nothing but touch the tip of the stick. Now, he did what he said he was going to do, and we accepted it at that time, and everybody in his audience at that time had a chance to speak, and they must have accepted it. They didn't say something.
Right. And he didn't say, I want an 18-foot road, or I want, you know, he
I remember him saying he wanted legal access to his house. And this gives him legal access to his house.
If we don't do anything, he's got legal access to his house through a 40-foot right-of-way that belongs to the county. He's got legal access to his house through a prescriptive easement road. That's more or less sort of parallel or close by, if we don't close it. The only issue I've got is if he doesn't give us a deed for the 14-foot strip, then when the motor grader goes down there for 20 years, we'll be grading a private road.
Yes, sir.
Am I correct? So, I'm comfortable with asking for a deed per his legal description, 14 feet wide, not closing the prescriptive easement road, not closing the 40-foot deeded road. And you got the best of all worlds.
Okay, I want to take what you just said and make that a motion.
Well, let me... Mr. Driggers has put up a fence across the old prescriptive road. So would that mean the fence would need to come down for the old prescriptively maintained road?
We told them we were going to close the prescriptive road and move it over to the other road that he built. So we pretty much understood.
Well, if we're going to close the prescriptive easement road, I can't go along with just the 14-foot width. I'm comfortable, let's don't do anything. And I had a conversation today with Mr. Drew, and this was his plea. Why do you have to do anything?
Mr. Conroy?
Just wanted to say
that. Except we can't grow grade that 14-foot strip of road anymore. So that's the problem by not doing anything.
I got a floor.
Yes.
With regard to what Mr. Moody said, remember what you said and what I said. We said that we would have a public hearing on the closing of that road. We didn't say that we were going to close it, we were going to have a public hearing on it, you know, because you couldn't make that without having the public hearing, Jim. You understand where I'm coming from there?
Right. I understand.
Okay. And what happened, too, with regard to this knotty problem, was that Dustin pulled the minutes. We've all read, I don't know whether y'all read them, but we read the minutes, and also he pulled the audio and listened to what was said at that meeting 3 years ago, which we shouldn't be having to do this 3 years hence, and I'm not going to point any fingers on that one.
Well, did the audio say anything different when we're talking about?
No, sir. No, sir.
The audio certainly did not go into any detail as far as the width of the road. What was described to the board was a prescriptively maintained road, a request to modify a prescriptively maintained road.
One other thing, I don't know that anybody knew about the 1966 deed. You know, which shows the, I'm going to call it a deed with a non-road on it. You know, the green part. That was, nobody knew
that.
Was
not, yeah. That
wasn't discussed at all.
That certainly was not, I think it may, there was not a discussion. There was, Jack was presenting a prescriptively maintained road and request to modify prescriptively.
There's not a road up in the house either when that happened at all, period.
Excuse me?
There was not a road up by the house. There was one road there that stick back up beyond the old house.
Again, I don't have a problem with the way it is now.
have no problem with that, ma'am. If you give us a deed to it, and I have no problem with us having a public meeting on closing the other with the road that he took out across his property. Because he did exactly what he asked us, could he do? He said, can I take the old road out, put the new road in? And he did exactly what he said. What he said, we agreed to. I mean, we sit by here and already say, you know, I'll take the old road out and I'll put the new road in. It'll look as good or better than it does look better than the old road did. So, I mean, I hate that. If somebody says they're going to do something and they do it, I hate to go against them on it. You know? In any way. I'm fine on what's left.
So do you think the motion should say then contingent on him providing us with a deed? Or
yeah,
do you think he will provide us with a deed?
I think he needs to. Because that would give Mr. Root legal access to his property. It might not be as wide as what he thinks, but he should have said something like 40 or 50 foot 3 years ago. Driving down the road, it looks as good or better than the road coming or going on both ends of it. And the people that own the property on the northwest side of the road are not going to give them more property, I can tell you. They tickle to death with what's there and they don't want to change nothing, you know.
Okay, so my motion is this, that we accept the new road as it is contingent on Mr. Driggers providing a deed to that 14-foot new road. Is that right?
Yeah, and that sounds good to me.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
Aye. Now, having made a bad decision, probably, I am not committed to closing either the restricted easement or the 40-foot strip. Because if this thing falls apart, then how long do we have to go back and open the gates on the restricted easement?
Okay. That's a really good question. Yeah, that's a good question.
If that prescriptive easement will go away if we don't maintain it for 7 years?
7 years. So, was that previous vote 3-2?
Yes.
What was the vote? What was the check?
3-2.
3-2. Okay, yeah.
Done with it.
Season, there's as many people on one side as there is on the other, and they keep going back and forth. If there was no electric or anything like that, maybe paint and a couple of signs or something. And then I'm going to try to talk to DOT, Florida DOT, and see about maybe some more or something. But I wanted to bring it up here tonight to see if there was something maybe we can do about that. Because a lot of those people are going way too fast. All the way through there, by boys and everything. Yeah, they really do.
Pedestrian duplicate?
Yes, sir. Yep.
He was at Hunter House?
He works there. And actually, he was hit by a golf cart. It's not supposed to be on that road. But the golf cart was going pretty fast. And But the cars that come through there, I mean, everybody's worried about it. So that's what we were thinking, if maybe just at the county area, because I understand the county owns the road, maintains the road down there at Bolt Ramp.
Schoolhouse Road,
First Avenue.
Okay, so and then...
Because you remember, because of the golf carts, that ownership was transferred. And we actually have a crosswalk planned as part of the restroom project that's going to be coming up.
Oh, okay.
I actually carry the crosswalk from the boat ramp all the way across to the parking area side on the north.
So we'll look at the time frame?
I'm not sure when the funding of that project actually comes in. I think it's soon.
The FBIP?
No, that's the dogs, the restroom.
Oh, the restroom is FBIP as well.
Okay.
We are waiting. We have been awarded, but there is a massive backlog at the state, specifically to this program, on getting contracts out, and we still have not received our contract for that particular program.
So it would be really not advisable to maybe do it before this scallop season, before we get that money.
Well, we might could add the signage, that part of it. If we get the money that quickly,
that's possible.
The signs and stripes is easier to implement than to physically build a restroom.
Okay.
So, you know, we could do that part of it.
As soon as we could, I just don't want to muddy the water.
You said there was a golf cart on that road?
In front of Hungry Howie's.
In front of Hungry Howie's.
Where the state, but there's golf carts on the road. It doesn't matter if the sign says no golf carts. There's golf carts everywhere. Or Polaris side by sides and things like that. So, but thank you. Is there anything we can do to help? Yeah?
Anybody else concerned? Philip? Sent on. 24 through 9. Motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Number 10. The board received proposal for agricultural services from the design of the county-owned Maine County Center at Shady Grove. Set forth for here today at 6:05. Therefore, soon as possible. You got some beer for us?
Yeah, I got one beer.
Says, we're
please offer the following proposal for review and consideration of new construction. Shady Grove Community Center, for the RFP, project budget $212,000, construction budget to be determined, the general scope and the fees, lump sum fee based on assumptions $43,375.
Can we work through that? That's just a drawing.
Did you say $43,000?
To do the design?
For drawings on a $200,000 project.
How big is this thing?
We'll take a look at their proposal in depth before we...
I had several people call me about this, and I don't know, I guess I didn't pay attention to what they was calling me about. I put it up for architectural. You know, the engineering firms, the bid on it was architectural.
Yeah, this was a design for building a building and designing the building. If there was an engineering firm that felt qualified to respond to it, we certainly weren't what we were looking for.
Two of them called me, but I don't know if they did or not.
Very well.
He had reached out and asked where he could find information, and I directed him to it. But certainly we would take all bidders that felt qualified, and that's why we asked for a request for a proposal. So my committee will be myself and Mr. Dudley and Mr. Danny Oakland, and we'll review this and come back with a discussion with the board at a later time.
Works for me.
Thank you, sir.
Serious discussion.
Would you make any kind of motion on that?
No, sir. No, sir. It's already been read into the record.
Number 11, board consider and approve reappointment of 3 members to the construction industrial license board.
On this, you're being asked is we need to have a mixture of lay people and contractors to be assigned to the construction licensing board. And so what we've done is we've called out the one layperson that's been applied for and the 3 contractors to fill the 2 contractor slots. So just like as always, put your rankings next to the person that you feel is best qualified is number 1 choice, the 2nd best is number 2. And then the person with the lowest aggregate score will be the board's nominee for the first seat for the contractors, and then the 2nd seat for this one. Mr. Conrad.
Well, I'm doing the high math. You want to do number 12?
Sure. Number 12.
Board to hear and consider the bid committee's recommendation regarding the space needs here?
Just getting up all the time. Good thing I didn't go to the gym today. At your last meeting, we received the requests, our statements of qualifications from four bidders. Your selection review committee of the assistant county administrator, county engineer, and the county administrator reviewed them. The minutes have been provided to you guys. What we are asking for the board is to allow us two motions. The first one being that during our review, there was a technical specification that asked for an obsolete form that was not properly, first of all, we asked for an obsolete form. The second was that it was not accurately reviewed accurately shown in the bid checklist. So we're asking that the board waive that irregularity towards the bidders. And then we're asking for the permission from the board to engage all four of the bidders into oral presentations to the selection committee so that we can gain more information to then bring back a recommendation, a ranking recommendation to the board for approval for negotiation. So we're asking for the waiver of irregularity and the approval to move forward with oral presentations to the selection committee.
Mr. Chairman, I move staff recommendation.
Yes, sir.
I
second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Two motions or one?
I think that one, we got all of our marching orders in one.
That'll work. Number 13, board received point supplemental agreement, number 2 form from the Florida Department of Transportation for DOT. For the widening resurfacing of Osteen Road, considered vehicle award project, from the CSI.
This lumped quite a few things into this one. As you know, we got some bids back, I think it was March 7th, and those bids come in, the lowest of those was at $1.2 million. We were $500,000, give or take, away from just a construction budget. I took those bids back to DOT District 2, and fortunate for us, in typical fashion, they were able to secure additional funding for us. They kind of went even further above and beyond and allocated an additional $50,000 towards CEI, which is your inspection services. What's included in your packet today is the supplemental number 2 agreement, which is allocating additional funding to us. The items I have in this agenda are very sequential. The first thing I'm proposing that you do is receive and approve the supplemental agreement for the additional funds. That gets us enough money to build it. That includes a resolution that allows you as the chairman to sign on behalf of the county commission. After that, we want you to consider the proposal that CHW has proposed for CPI services. There's a task order that's attached to your recommendation or to your agenda packet that has a proposal in it which we have insufficient funding. So my suggestion and recommendation to you is that you make up such shortfall using the secondary road paving common account. The reason I suggest the common account is that to me, when you begin doing improvements to collector roads, you get well beyond individual districts' benefits. And this one just happens to be, I think it's 1 and 5. It's a boundary line between 1 and 5. And yes, you could take the funds from either one of those, but as I said, a collector road doesn't just benefit that single district. They typically provide benefit to the greater county. And as such, I think those are the types of projects that the county common account envisions.
Chair. So, first motion that I make is that the board approve supplemental agreement number 2 from the Florida Department of Transportation for the widening and resurfacing of Osteen Road.
I second that motion.
All opposed?
Aye. And Mr. Chairman,
Yes, sir.
There's a resolution involved with this. I make a motion to request our attorney to read at least one paragraph of the resolution.
I second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
I hope I got the right one because I was doing higher math just for a minute.
Okay.
Let's see if I got it. Whereas the Board of County Commissioners have been informed that a resolution should be passed authorizing the chairperson of the Board of County Commissioners to enter into the Small County Road Assistance Supplement Agreement Number 2 to widen and resurface Osteen Road, County Road 359B, from U.S. Highway 98 to East Creek Road.
Mr. Chairman, I move the adoption of the resolution.
I second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we use the common account to secure the additional $50,000 of funding needed for inspection services.
I second that motion.
All in favor?
Nice.
Motion carries.
Thank you, folks. Thank you, Ms. Pat.
Oh, yeah. There's still one more part of the recommendation.
What now?
The task order for the CEI services.
Okay, we need to make a motion to approve the task order.
Correct.
Using that money we've allocated.
That's correct.
Continue on. I'll say.
All right. That's my motion, and we got a second.
Okay.
Yeah, that addresses all of it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Ken, have you said anything about a turnoff lane on 98 there on the Osteen Road?
They being DOT?
Yeah.
No, sir, but I remember, you just brought this up, I think, when we got the proposals, and Dustin, if I'm not mistaken, forwarded correspondence to DOT right after that, and I just haven't seen it come back.
Haven't seen it come back yet.
Haven't seen anything from it.
But he did follow up on the direct.
That would be a real safety item that really needed to be addressed.
Well, and something to consider that, you know, because I know of at least one fatality that was there, and I think there might have been two, is that we can consider that for DOT to make that improvement through the high-risk world road program. You know, because the threshold for that is you have to have had a fatality. So that's something that we can push DOT to do and cite that as a funding source where it doesn't affect our local funds. I'll suggest that to some of the guys there.
Right. We didn't want the dump truck coming up on that road 670 miles an hour. It'd be a real plus, but you know, to have it, I just hope we can get there.
I will. I'll follow up with his correspondence and I'll forward it to some of the design engineers.
And I appreciate your way of getting extra money to add to this thing.
That's going to be $800,000 that they gave us beyond what they gave us originally.
I know they didn't come up with that idea, but you had to work for that, and I appreciate it.
I'm good at
that. Yeah, good. Thing.
Another rabbit out of the hat.
Thank you,
Ken.
Thank you.
A lot of work.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. You have it all ended up?
Yes, sir. Your lay member will be Mr. Dennis Williamsworth, and your two members of contractors would be Mr. Bobby Joe Harris and Mr. Earl Ketchum. Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, we don't have one. Can I get a motion to accept our appointees?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
So I'm going to go over and play that play last year. Hey. On 14, right? Board review and approve the committee's recommendation for the purchase and installation of hurricane shutters on 12 single family homes in Baker County, agenda by Ms. Melvin, our grants coordinator, or director, I'm sorry.
We're requesting that the award bid be awarded to Ford Homes. We also sent the bid documents for review to our regional manager at Florida Division of Emergency Management, Jason Edis, and he also approved. He did indicate that even though they've seemed high at us, that they are about average for this area. South Florida quotes tend to run lower because they do more of this type of work, but he did approve moving forward.
Motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
County Mr. President. The board tasked county administrator to work with the county attorney, TURF, and the Tourist Development Council to draft the ordinance amending the section 70-1 entitled county ordinance to include the update of tourism development plan authorization remain 2% assigned allowed by the statute.
Motion to ask the county administrator to work with Tourism Development Council.
Second.
Prepare the ordinance.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried.
That should be a fun experience.
I'm not sure you put the gloves on.
Hey, we're gonna get it out of there, and we're gonna hopefully get it in time so that you guys can start planning accordingly later on this year. We already did 16, so we'll go straight down to my.
Let's do number 17, county administrator. Sure.
Not many informational items for you guys. The registration is open for the annual conference for FAC, for Florida Association of Counties. So mark down your dates for June 28th to July 1st. We need to know as soon as humanly possible. This is taking place at the Orlando Hyatt, and we have to register you before we can book hotel rooms. And every year, those hotel rooms sell out. So tell us as soon as you possibly can tell us whether or not you want to go and can go.
Will they run the ethics training class this year?
They'll have an ethics training class there. You're the one that hasn't done it, right? Everyone else did it at the legislative day.
I'll be politicking. I can't go.
Yes, sir.
I'll let you know.
Yes, ma'am.
You ain't gonna be politicking.
Okay, so
she can't hurt her arm for you.
Let us know as soon as possible, because that way we can get you guys signed up. The only other thing, I just saw a news flash. We talked a little bit about dredging and everything, about being contingent on BP. Just now today, the judge in the BP case just gave his final approval to the $20 billion settlement that BP struck with the U.S. government. So just today, he gave that final approval. So where it goes from here, obviously we've got a nice long road to hash that out, but it looks like $20 billion over the next 16 years as the settlement is stated. So just another step in a very, very long journey.
Look, Florida, is that everybody?
Everybody. $20 billion is going to cover all the states, all the claims, everything. Okay? So we'll keep you in touch.
Mm-hmm. This time we got some any additional comments, concern from the public?
Stan Ridgeway, 901 Riverside. Steve Hatchie, could we get an update on Gamble Alley closed?
Our road department director made contact with who he believes is responsible for putting the debris into the alley. They've informed him that they will remove the debris, but they've also wanted to meet with him on some concerns of their own. But so that is the latest that we have, and I'm to meet with my road department director tomorrow to go over some of those. So
okay.
That's what I've got.
It's being worked.
It's being worked, yes, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate that.
Talk about a topic we didn't get it on the agenda, but I talked to Dustin a month ago about it. Knew about it. Some of them had some discussion about it. Anyway, in Shady River, 6 lots, that you got a map that you could probably buy for something less than $50,000 of contract. Chris has got the diamond.
to buy it, and it's assignable. I wouldn't make anything. I'd just assign it to the county if the county wants it. But it's 5 lots, I believe, and it's about 150 foot from the park. I'm not here advocating putting the community center in. I'm just saying it's an opportunity for the county. We've talked with Madison County over the years about a joint EMT fireplace in Shady Grove. Adam Cherry's retired, so I probably have to start over on that. But had a lady tell me the other day, said they told me if I could go out an ambulance to my husband 15 minutes earlier, would have saved him. And it's that kind of thing. We way off up there, and I get back sometime. Somebody knew Joe Hardy. We called, I'd get a road scrape from Madison County, Georgia. I called the county committee and said, Mr. Says, they put nobody on that road, but why would I scrape that road? You know, I said that to say this. We need all the help we can get in Shady Grove. This would be, a good buy. She's got something over that end. If you want to pursue it, I know you can't vote tonight, but I'll be glad to give Mr. Bishop a contract and meet with us. But she knows I'm talking to you about it, and it's got a house on it. I don't know what it's worth. It's worth 15, 20 maybe to move off. You wouldn't want the house. But anyway, it's a good piece of property. There's an alley that they're in the process of that closing. They're piling paperwork with Danny Bryan to do that. That'll be done. I guess y'all got to go through that process. But anyway, it's there. And I won't be back anymore. If somebody wants to pick it up and work on it, just let me know. It's a good, I think it'll be a real good thing. But I also want to say that Shady Grove is growing. We counted 10 new homes up there in the last 6 or 8 months. There's more we're going to know about. The planning department doesn't track growth by township or by precinct, but that'd be something good if they could do. We're probably growing up there percentage-wise. Steve Hatchett may be more, but probably as much as any. Plenty of people like Shady Grove. And I've got some little warps on here and there, but it's usually a pretty good. But anyway, it's there. You can't go. I know that. You probably can't discuss it, but it's there. Look at it if you want to pursue it. Justin, let me know.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, sir. Anybody else from the book? Board informational items. Page, you clean it up?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I want to report that the infamous "Don't Get Drunk and Molest Your Daughter" sign is now gone off my property on Northern I-10. So the people came and took it down today. Got that one by them. We'll thank everybody for coming. We'll thank the staff, our attorney, our law enforcement person. Most especially, we'll thank the board. Gary over there, we appreciate you coming tonight. We need to be vigilant about a mosquito issue that may arise. I did hear a lot of problems in the morning after the rain. So they'll help out, but you know, with all this water, we can probably expect a pretty good mosquito population. Commissioner Fever isn't here, but a citizen asked me to tell her the water's running across Lauren Anderson Road and the cover too little. She probably already knows about it, but I did mention Dustin, so he's got that in his notes, I'm sure. I want to say, in closing, that there's some decisions that we have to make when we serve on this board that are very, very important. And you wonder when you go home if you made the right decision. And you sometimes make decisions that probably are not in the best interest of the county. But you got to move forward, and you have to kind of, you know, split the baby in half, so to speak. And this tonight was one of these tough ones for me. I know both individuals that have been involved for 3 years in this dispute, and I've talked to both of them. And, you know, you just can't have it both ways. So at least we made a decision. And I'll probably roll around in bed and churn this one over Conrad several times tonight. Because in all reality, a 14-foot road right away is too narrow. And in isolations, a 14-foot deeded right away is better than no right away because we've got to grade the road. And it was a private road. I don't think if it ever comes up that I could vote to close the other easement or to give that other deed away, because that's kind of fallback position. So we'll see how this all works out. But I made a decision that I felt that I had to make one way or the other, and it's one that I'm not proud of. It's very difficult for me to make. It ranks up there among my three toughest decisions in the 12 years that I've been here. But we'll live with it, and if I made a mistake, I'll ask the Lord to forgive me. And that's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Thanks, sir. Ms. Pat?
Bye. I think you're overcome. Thanks to everybody. I always appreciate our attorney for keeping us on the legal path. I thank the sheriff, representative. I thank the board. And I thank the clerk, representative. And the newspaper, I can't thank him. What are we here tonight?
Yeah.
He's not here.
Right.
He's not here to tell it like it is. Thank you, staff. Like Commissioner Page stated on the decision, all we can do is to do the research to the best of our ability and to listen, because we realize everybody have a side and everybody wants you to go to their side. And so you just have to make a choice and go with it and sleep well tonight. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate everybody coming. I appreciate law enforcement. I appreciate the board. And back to the 14-foot easement, I wouldn't have touched it at all. But the man did what he said he was going to do, and we accepted it at the time he did, and I feel real good in my heart about it. And if he'd have done something different than what he said he was going to do, I wouldn't have anything to do. I touched it with a stick. But now, he did what he said he was going to do, and he did what he asked him to do. And I just feel good about it.
That's good. Everybody, like I said, everybody sleep with it tonight.
I just need a quick mulligan. On your dais in front of you is my, it's that time again where it's time for me to get even more nervous than I already am. It's my evaluation time. So I've given you guys the hard copies. I'll email it out a digital version for you, but if you could, please have those back to me by Friday the 22nd, or, you know, we need to set up a time to meet to go over it individually by Friday the 22nd so that I can put together my roll-up for you guys so that you guys can discuss my evaluation at the workshop on the 26th, okay?
Yes, sir. One other thing I meant to bring up, we need to gear up with mosquito spray in Bidden, so they fix them to be here.
We talked about it today.
Yeah, they're here, but I mean, they're a little small right now. Give them a few more.
No.
Give them about 3 days, Jim.
Yeah, give them about 3 days. I just wrote a notion, and I'm sure they have got their books ready, Dustin, that you can touch base with them. And,
yes.
And establish for people to put in this standing water, we need them.
Right, and we'll put out the phone number, but that is always encourage your residents to call in those reports to the mosquito office so that they can start generating their hit lists. As you know, routine every night spraying is very difficult in our area, so what we do is we generate by need. So encourage them to call in mosquito instances so that we can go out there and take our measurements and our observations so that we can generate that hit list every night.
There's a possibility that the government would get involved in, like they did a few years ago when they had such a mosquito problem because of the Zika virus business?
It would take a if you're talking about when we did aerial spraying,
right.
It would take, I haven't heard much, but it would take a serious disaster for something like, for the federal government to step in and help us with something like that.
Yeah.
You would think, but.
Just a late term, you're going to step in a little quicker.
Mark, you got anything?
No, sir.
Sure.
I'm sure.
Mr. Conner.
I just listened to that architectural thing. I should have done better in geometry than I did. Mr. Page?
I agree. You know, here I taught math, and I've never made half that much money in my teaching career in 1 year.
He's a good friend of mine. I'm going to talk to him.
He'll lead you out.
He built a pretty good crew with a lot of them.
I tell you what, a house that size that we anticipate could be drawn on a piece of notebook paper. But you know, just, you know, might want to do a little more than that. That's just.
And that's probably part of our consideration conversation is whether or not this is the appropriate means given the budget that we have.
Right.
That's just a design. That can't build.
It's design and build out documents so that it's a ready to bid build out when.
I'm familiar with it. Build our water main. That's how that's been working at the Madison Hospital. He's a good guy.
I didn't have anything. I was just.
I just want to thank everybody for coming tonight. We'll have a safe trip home. We'll have an update on the canal bridge in May.
I talked to our engineer at staff meeting today. Same report that they're identifying the spoil sites now. So
are they documenting about where the rocks are? I had two people call in this morning. They hit rocks Sunday in our boat ramp.
Ooh. At which boat ramp? Key Beach?
Key Beach boat ramp. I don't know how to compare between 250 Yamaha hauls with Mr. Fox up on. He's not happy with them. They're 45 on the road.
Right, when he should have said, you're right.
Well, that's a pretty good size boat coming out of the boat. That's
a good thing. A lot of it.
28
foot.
Yeah.
I would put my
250s
in there and look at
it.
Check.
Anyway, he said he hit a rock right at the boat ramp, and another guy said he hit one right in the middle of the canal in front of the marina right there where the old Humpback Bridge was. And you probably don't remember the Humpback Bridge, everybody knows. He used to have a bridge right there. He said there was a rock right there. I don't remember from being there, but somebody said it was. Part of the roof that blowed off in the storm is still there. It's, you
know, and the got
quite nice.
Okay, we've got it noted.
Yes. Have you talked to Tri-County about our power line equipment?
Yes, they said that would not be an issue. I'm sure it's just a scheduling thing to get someone out there to do it.
They told me about 2 weeks ago, they put them up that far Monday. I haven't seen them yet. Not you, Truck Emerson. Where are you?
Kevin, where are you? What was that?
With the power line, they brought across our boat ramp. I never made it until they put the sailboat in.
Now, you're talking about the.
The orange cones on.
No, you're. But the boat ramp, where exactly on the boat?
No, Keaton Beach boat ramp.
Yes.
And when the Truck Emerson needs to put some markers on the power line.
On the power line, okay. I talked to one of the 14 shaker.
I talked to Tri-County's director of engineering, and he said that it would not be an issue.
I'll call up tomorrow.
Yeah.
And y'all will
remember. Married Tony Smith's sister.
Paul Smith.
On 14, Mary Tommy Smith said he worked for Kyle.
John Tickle. Approved John Tickle.
John Tickle.
Anyway.
Anyway, I'm just signing that we're still also something. I mean, we don't have that many sailboats coming, but I'll take one to make it. That and our lot in the tower. I think you like that arc I got that for you. Mask down there, I'll get you right through the power line.
Mr. Chairman,
can I do it?
I'll move the adjournment when you're ready.
I'll fix it after.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.